HKX, mobile.
HKX, M4WHM.
Bill, how are you doing?
How are you?
Good, just left my last stop. I gotta get some fuel, then I'll be on up the mountain.
Got your snow chains for Monday morning?
The truck will not move Monday morning if there's a snow on the ground like that.
Neck of the woods there. Calling for decent snow. They're calling for ice where I'm at, which I'm not looking forward to. They're talking about a quarter inch of ice.
That means trees and power lines will be down.
I hope my HF antenna makes it through it. I went out and changed the way I had them connected and put buckets on the bottom and made it where they'd have some give in them. So hopefully it'll, if it gets too heavy, it'll give a little instead of stretching and breaking.
Hopefully that works for you. Hey, how'd your POTA go there last week?
Terrible. When I started, that was the first activation. I couldn't get 10 contacts to have a successful activation.
And I really had to work to dig you out because you had a station that was right on top of you.
Around a couple of frequencies and even jumped up to between 20 and 40. Just for whatever reason, I don't know if it was the bands or what, but I just couldn't hardly get out.
N0TR.
N0TR.
Good evening, Patrick, and good evening, Bill. I was working CW, and Patrick so rudely interrupted me there. I get rattled easy when I'm trying to think and type at the same time. Not type, but run my key. And I was talking to Serbia when you come in there and interrupted me there, Patrick.
Tom, but I got no way of knowing.
You should be clairvoyant, shouldn't you, Bill?
Better maybe have the volume turned down a little lower on your end. Either one would help.
Get to finish your CW there with that Soviet station?
Yeah, his name's Nikola Sturjanovic in Serbia. YU1WN. Just talked to the Balearicon. His 40's open tonight real good, Bill. Early. I was surprised. I saw it posted on QRZ. I thought, nah. Because it's that's the one, the Balearic Islands, is out in the middle of the Mediterranean. And he had a long call, unusual Echo Charlie 6 Alpha Alpha Echo. Really a nice signal, Bill, it's on 70.18. But there was actually a guy, and I very rarely have ever, I don't know if I've ever heard him, but Indonesia is on 71.63 as of 5 minutes ago, but it's on sideband at 7.163, and I don't like hollering matches up there, so I just shut it off. I was going to try to work him before the pileup got started, but I was too late. Somebody posted him. So I didn't try, and he was about 5x4 at the best, maybe 5x5. But I was hearing him anyway, so that's a good sign tonight, Bill, in 4WHM in 0TR.
That's interesting. I'll have to turn the HF rig on here in a minute and spin the dial and see what I can find. I had something I was going to ask, and now I can't remember what it was. I got short timers. Let's see here. I'll go ahead and let Patrick take it up, and then maybe I can figure it out. Oh, I know what it was. I wasn't going to ask. I was going to let y'all know. I have ordered me a book from ARRL on Morse code. So I've decided to learn Morse code. So we'll see how that goes. That's one of my my goals for this year.
Cool to have. I just ain't got to that point yet where I got the free time.
Many built. I'm proud of you. You'll enjoy it. I don't know. Let me see if I can dial this up. Enter 0701. Hey, I'll see if that guy from the Balearic Islands is still there. Yeah, that's him. A real strong signal, though, Mel. 7018, if you happen to have your radio on, or they can understand it or not, that's where it's coming from. On D7J about that, when he first got started, he come down here several times, and I tried to help him out, and he said, Tom, he says, I just worked the bariatric islands. And I said, what was he having, a colonoscopy? It's Balearic Islands.
Funny, Tom.
You Bob on tonight, but I was going to razz him about that. Hey, we all had learning pains.
And I don't know where Bob's from, but that Appalachian twang that I grew up with, it gets in the way sometimes on some of these words.
It's, that's kind of a tongue twister. It's spelled B-A-L-E-A-R-I-C, like Eric, Balearic. But that was funny, and we've all done it. But I still kid him about it. Now, he could have worked him tonight, but he's got a big beam and a tremendous amplifier. And even with an amplifier and my wire, I wasn't going to get into that screaming match on sideband. I see a little bit on 30 meters, but the bands have been really crummy, and all at once, there they are. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'm hearing a guy on 7018 just loud and clear. He's coming through just, I mean, he's pushing almost over 20 when he's keying.
Calling CQ, Bill, and, over in the middle of the mid. And you call back to a KH3, I think. But, that's him.
Before you help me, I've got a quick question about HF. Does anybody have time to answer? Today I got a 10 meter HF antenna up. So what would be the best way to going around on how to get to on HF? And what frequency would you suggest that is in the technician band?
Alexander, I got my license about 27, 28 years ago. It says technicians are allowed 28 to 28.5, and on voice 28.3 to 28.5. And the bad news, Alexander, there's not hardly any sunspots right now, and 10 meters is just a lousy band, put it that way, right now. I hate to tell you that, but it's probably the worst of all of them as far as hearing anything. You might hear some North, South America stuff, you know, but I wouldn't get my hopes up too much. Look on dialupqrz.com, qrz.com. And watch it. And usually the best time of day would be to the middle of the day to be in that band, Alexander, over.
I have a QRZ pulled up now. I just wanted to see if I could possibly get someone just to see if my everything is working correctly.
You need to pay attention now. It's evening. And you, generally speaking, you never know. Don't see that, and there are no stations on 10 meters right now. If you're going to hear them, it'd be midday probably. Bill, go ahead if you got any input on that.
Well, I hear that, you know, you do HFQ. Would it be possible if we could get on HFQ? HF and just see how it's working?
It may be far enough apart. I'm in Hartwell. I can tune in a frequency and we can see if we can hear each other. I'll be glad to help you out.
Yeah, Alexander. Bill, he exactly doubled what you say again. It's the Zen0TR with K4WHM. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, saying, Alexander, I'm happy to dial up a frequency on 10 meters if you want to see if we can hear each other. We might be far enough apart to where it'll work.
Then, Bill, I guess we can try that. So what do you think about 28.417?
Should work. Let me get there. And alrighty, I'm there. If you want to try to give it a call, I'll see if I can hear you.
And I'll do just that. I just want to make sure I have you in my logbook so I can know how to, so I can, you know, of course, call you properly. Are you N4WHM?
Correct.
Hopefully I'll hear you on HF here shortly. And this is KO4QLP73s, and I'll be clear.
What's your location, Alexander? This is Tom, N0TR.
HULP, I am in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina.
Might hear each other by ground wave, but I doubt it. You're too close, but Bill's a good chance. So go ahead with Bill, and I'll talk to you later, N0TR. And Patrick, you still there?
KO4QLP.
And Alexander are probably only 5 miles apart, Tom.
Be able to hear him then. Possibly I'll tune over there and see if I can hear him. Ground wave, it's a good possibility, but you don't know what those higher frequencies. Yeah, I can hear him, but he's really, really weak. Let me go give him a shout. N0TR.
For WHM, this is KO4ULP.
This is M4WHM.
Tried calling you on 28.417, and did you copy?
I didn't hear anything.
Well, is there any adjusting that I need to do, like in the selectivity or like the antennas, something? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just we're possibly just too close, Alexander. And with the band being best during the day, it's probably going to be hard for us to hear each other, at least with the way I've got it set up. What's your current settings right now as far as band and upper band, lower side band, FM, AM? What all have you got set?
What I got set right now is offset at zero, the ALC blanker in the middle, and the drive in the middle, the notch in the middle, the selectivity in the middle, pretty much everything's in the middle, and I have my mode on SBN, and yeah.
I think we're probably just too close. I tried talking to someone in Atlanta and couldn't get a hold of them, but we both could talk to a gentleman down in Florida a while back. So it just depends. Like I said, right now the solar cycle is not real good for 10 meter, but it should open up here soon. Like Tom suggested, keep an eye on QRZ. We'll let you know when it's open.
Do you mind if you could call me on the same HF frequency? Just to make sure that I'm not having transmitting trouble.
Stand by just a second.
This is KO4 ULP, and I'll be standing by.
One more time, Alexander. I don't have my logbook in front of me.
KO4 ULP, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform Lima Papa.
Stand by, I'll be calling in the next 15 seconds. KO4 Uniform Lima Papa, this is M4WHM. I called for you about 4 times there.
4 ULP, I did not receive anything.
Be a little too close and wrong time of the day to give it a good test.
Hopefully sometime here I can see if my radio antenna are actually working and if I can actually get somebody on them. I'm excited to play around on HF and I'll just have to wait until the bands open up or somebody's on.
Good. Well, we tried. M4WHM, I'll be clear.
Thanks for trying to help, or, helping, and this is KO4 ULP 73, but I'll be clear about listing.
Here we are, M4WHM. Trace KX, Patrick, you still out there?